Women going through menopause have a new option for treating symptoms like hot flashes and night sweats. An FDA-approved non-hormonal medication is now available. This is especially interesting for people who've had hormone-responsive cancers and cannot take other traditional menopause treatment drugs. More from WHYY's Nicole Leonard.
Charlotte Seyfried felt like pieces of her life were really coming together in her early 40s. She had just given birth to her second child, got her realtor's license in Pennsylvania, created a new mom's group near her home in Allentown, and began volunteering in the community.
I felt like I was just beginning to blossom.
But then she started experiencing stabbing pains in her chest. A doctor eventually recommended a mammogram, and she was diagnosed with triple-positive breast cancer at 42. A double mastectomy, chemotherapy, and radiation saved her life. She was also prescribed medications that suppress hormones like estrogen. Doctors told her it was necessary to prevent the cancer from coming back. But the treatments abruptly plunged her into menopause, years before she would naturally go through it.
Like, I knew it was coming, but it was like this thing that I didn't really have to focus on yet because it wasn't in front of my face. And all of a sudden, everything, cancer, life and death, everything was right in front of my face all the time. I still remember getting hot flashes and I didn't know what they were.
Hot flashes, night sweats, joint pain, and brain fog. All symptoms of menopause that can be effectively treated with hormone therapy. But that isn't an option for many women like Seyfried who've had hormone-driven cancers. Antidepressant and anticonvulsant medications are alternative non-hormonal options sometimes used for menopause symptoms. But doctors say they're generally not as effective.
Historically, we haven't had many great options in the non-hormonal range.
Dr. Elizabeth Clemen is an OBGYN and certified menopause provider at the University of Pennsylvania.
Thankfully, we're seeing new medications come to market, which have been really exciting for our patients.
The new FDA-approved drug is called elinzanetant. It targets multiple neuron receptors in a specific area of the brain that regulates temperature. It can prevent the body from overreacting as it tries to quickly cool down. And it doesn't have to go through the hormone pathways that other medications use.
There are a number of patients who can't be on hormone therapy or don't want to be on hormone therapy, and to have more tools in our toolkit to offer to our patients to see if they work, to see if the side effect profile is favorable is really exciting.
OBGYN Dr. Julia Switzer at Thomas Jefferson University says this growing investment in finding new and alternative treatment options for menopause symptoms is a significant moment for women's health.
So it's showing that we've made progress in understanding what is happening, how it's happening, and that we can actually address that directly.
But Philadelphia breast cancer survivor and yoga instructor Jenny Burkholder says there's still a lot of work to do in educating women about treatment options during menopause, especially following cancer treatment. Burkholder says nobody ever spoke to her about how chemotherapy and other drugs might affect her body and hormones after breast cancer treatment in 2012.
I was in, you know, suddenly in menopause at 40. I was like, what? I don't even know what that's about. Like, I have a 3 and 6 year old at home.
Her periods eventually returned and the hot flashes subsided until years later when she began to experience natural menopause. But then she was diagnosed with hormone-positive metastatic breast cancer at 48. These days, Burkholder prefers yoga, acupuncture, and other non-pharmacologic options to manage her menopause symptoms, but says survivors should have access to as many options as possible. And she wishes there was more attention to this part of the cancer journey.
You know, all of the ways in which the multiple parts of the survivor body need to be talked about, I think just more and more conversations around that.
Drug manufacturers say the new non-hormonal drug, elinzanetant, is expected to be available to patients starting this month. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.